from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, welcome to the weekly podcast, all the best bits of the week that's been, or just not even best bits, just bits.
Now, surely our boss knows what goes on and goes to air with our show each week.
Oh, he's snuck in for the podcast intro.
Big Hi, Boss Benny. Hello.
How are you?
I'm not going to play your intro because it's the podcast, so we don't,
yeah, don't
it's not as
that.
high quality.
Now, yeah. I'm across you guys this week. The magpie gear.
Yeah, what did we do?
You built that helmet with the bubbles on it because Ellie's been getting swooped by old mate. You named him Swoop Dog.
Yeah.
And then you sent her out there and she was getting swooped and swooped and swooped. Then you built a helmet to see if he wouldn't swoop her. I'm across it.
I mean, no need to listen to the podcast.
Did it work or not?
Yeah, it was successful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, guys, literally, there's so much magpie stuff in this podcast. We've now told him the whole story. But that's okay.
That's fine.
But take him on the journey. There's ups, there's downs.
There is a journey. There is a real journey.
What downs are there, Benny?
The fact that she's not scared. I was hit in the head with one when Ellie and I worked together at another radio station and I bled and I had to get my head glued. And the thought of doing what you did gave me the absolute, and you did it with thought, you're tough, bro.
I'm the toughest and the strongest. When you got hit in the head in Shepparton when we both lived there, we then went out.
You guys lived together?
No, we lived separately but in the same town.
We shared a bed,
worked at the same radio station. I went out in the backyard to find the magpie that swooped him and I put a mask of his face over my face.
Did you?
To see if the magpie would get me.
Like a real cow.
Did it work?
Nah.
Nah. Got me sweet though, bleeding. And I told Ellie, she laughed. That's the sort of mate you got.
Well, you laughed at me getting swooped this week, so we're even.
No, I was frightened for you. I kept saying you're nervous.
Anyway. Nah, I'm tough as. Anyway, anything else you want to say on our podcast, Benny?
Nah, not really.
No?
Cool.
All right.
Enjoy.
Well, should we get to it? Okay.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home. You better throw a party
on the day that I die. Will you do that for me, Tazzy? Throw a little party on the day I die?
Yeah, woo. Call us up. How excited are you? 545-11.
Non-stop party anthems at CFM.
It's. Yeah.
Anyway, this is CFM. Hi, we're Ellie and Taz.
That wasn't annoying at all. All right, Sunny Coast. Unfortunately, got some bad news if you work in an office and you use the office bathrooms. Overseas in the States, mostly, there are some employers apparently adding toilets with a slant to be unbearable to sit on for over 5 minutes. So this is to combat employees taking too long toilet breaks. So the way it slants is actually forwards, if that makes sense. So your butt is higher than your knees would be.
So you're kind of doing a squat.
Anti-squat. Kind of.
Anti-squat.
It's almost like you're going to slide off forwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
I kind of love that. Is it a bit of a workout, though?
Apparently, it's supposed to be super uncomfortable to sit on. It's a 15-degree slant, which doesn't seem like much, but I'm guessing it's annoying enough for you to go, oh, I can't stand on this anymore.
Oh, no, I don't like it. I like ducking to the bathroom for just a quick bit of me time.
Well, you're not going to be able to do that anymore. Not if they add that here.
No, sometimes I just like to go for a stroll, have a little sit.
Mm.
You know, scroll on my phone.
Gross.
Well, I have to get away. There's a lot of boys in this workplace. And sometimes
Excuse me, we are lads. Hang on. There's 1, 2, 3.
It's mainly you and Big Boss Benny and Fozzie
like
when he's around.
A quarter of the staff are men.
Yeah, so sometimes I just need an escape.
There's too many men in this office. Actually, that reminds me. I didn't bring this up on Friday. It gets a little gross. It gets a little toilety. Sunny Coast.
Well, we are talking about toilets. So
I was in, this was on Friday afternoon. I think this was mid-show. I've ducked away, sat in a cubicle. As I've sat down, about 5 seconds after I've sat down, someone else comes in. Heavy footsteps. Doosh, doosh, doosh.
In a hurry. Oh, never good when they're in the bathroom in a hurry.
Door slams, right? They are 2 cubicles down from me. And he sits down. I don't know who it is. It could be someone we work with. Could be Big Boss Benny.
Probably.
Visceral sounds I hear within a second of sitting down.
Oh.
No good. But the worst part, and I've been alive 32 years, I've never heard anything like this in my entire life.
The worst you've ever heard.
This did not sound human, what was happening to this man. And then, sorry, I find this funny. About a couple of seconds into the noises, I hear, And he just screams
no,
out with
didn't.
It. 100%.
You didn't. He
no,
did
I
not
did.
Do that.
I did. And I wanted to tell you on Friday and you said, save it for next week.
He did not yell out and go, oh, no,
it was
he
like
didn't.
A scream with it just to let it out.
No, Taz,
he
that
did.
Can't
no,
have happened.
100, it could have been Big Boss Benny. I don't know. It was. I had stopped. That it cut me off midway through. I clenched.
Yuck. We don't need to know that.
I finished up and left because I just went, I can't be. Firstly, I didn't want the smell to hit me. But secondly, I just didn't want to be first on the scene to whatever was happening to that guy.
You don't want to be a first responder.
It could be someone we work with. But he yelled mid-poo.
Okay, I want, like, absolutely no mayo on this story. I want you. So, okay, pretend.
Ellie.
Pretend you're him. I want the exact noise that he made. Okay,
it's
so
hard,
this
mate.
Is going on in the background.
It's really. No, worse than that is going on in the background.
I don't. That's my biggest fart sound. I've got short, squishy. No, that's my biggest.
Just, you don't have sounds for what I heard. It was gut wrenching. it was pain, but it was relief. So, I'm going to try.
Okay.
I'm going to try, but I don't think I can do it. I don't even think I can get close. It's so. Because it was relief. There was relief in there. I knew he wasn't dying.
Did he know you were in there?
He must have done because the door was closed and locked.
Did he say, sorry, mate?
Nah, nothing. Okay. It was a.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Taz, I have a new nemesis.
Hang on, is this the girl from high school or something that you didn't like and you almost fought her?
Oh, she tried to fight me.
Because you stole her boyfriend.
She thought I kissed her friend's boyfriend, but I did not.
She was the last nemesis.
Yeah.
Who's the new one?
The new one is a bird. So, spring has sprung. We all know that. We're a month in. I talked about spring on the air the other day and said, look, I like the weather of spring, but I don't like everything that spring brings.
Totally.
Including swooping birds. Now, I thought it was a one-off. I was on my e-scooter scooting to work the other day and I got swoop multiple times.
Yep.
This bird followed me under the underpass and so like in a tunnel swooping me. And I was like, okay, it's spring. I get it. That bird has obviously remembered old E-Chain and her e-scooter because I have now been swooped three times three separate days.
Do you know where her nest would be?
No, I've not seen it specifically, but I know the period in which I get swooped. Okay. And it's not just once. Mm. It's continuous.
Have you? You've got a helmet, don't you?
Yeah.
Bring it in tomorrow.
No, I don't, mate.
Let's anti-magpie the helmet.
Well, I think what we need to do
put
is
mirrors on it so that the magpie can know exactly what it's doing. Okay? Maybe if the magpie sees itself, it goes, oh, I don't want to be this type of bird, and it'll stop swooping. We'll try mirrors first.
Well, I think maybe tomorrow we should go down to the spot and get some footage, see if we can if we can antagonize the bird.
Shotgun
enough.
Not on the e-scooter.
No, I'll look, I'm getting used to it. Today was so scary though because I was coming down the hill.
Yes.
And I like squint my eyes so that it doesn't peck my eyes out. Mm-hmm. And I bend over like as much as I can to try and dodge it.
Yeah.
And I'm scooting down and this woman's walking towards me and she sees me and I'm like, there's a swooping bird, beware. And she's like, oh, okay. And then I'm gone. I'm scooted right off.
I'm thinking, hear me out. Mm-hmm. We know that the zip ties out the helmet work.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that.
I want to test to see if it actually does work. Mm-hmm. I want to go just helmet normally.
Mm-hmm.
Zip ties. Mm-hmm. Mirrors. Mm-hmm. I want to try mirrors. I'd like to try a speaker system which can play bird sounds out the top of the helmet because that's what they do at food courts to keep the birds away.
Yeah.
I'd also like to know if bribery works and we're going to put a little bird. We'll put a little bird holder, like a bird bowl, on top of your head.
No, I don't want to attract it to me.
And we'll put food. No, we're going to put food in your helmet so that when it swoops, it's like, oh, a little treat.
That's the worst idea of all of the ideas.
No, it goes, oh, I like this person. I'll swoop more for
food. No, exactly.
Food.
I don't want to get swooped.
Doesn't matter. You've come to me. This is how we're going to do it.
Well, stick around this week, Sunny Coast, because we are going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to see how to deter. No, I'm deterring.
I'm going
to
put money. No. I'll put money on your helmet, see if we can pay this bird to stop.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
And the story I'm about to tell you is one of horror, violence, blood, gore.
Sunny Coast, if you can sit through it, I'll give you a $50 voucher to Cotton Tree Meats. Basically, we're going to ask you a question at the end of it, which could score you a whole heap of meat, thanks to Cotton Tree Meats. But you do have to put up with Ellie for a little bit.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Not just put up with, you also have to feel sorry for me. Okay?
We'll try.
Because, like I said, Sunny something Coast, horrific befell me.
Sunny Coast, I'm winking at you. We'll try.
Okay, so let me set the scene. It was a few days ago, and I was doing my laundry. And I thought it was just a regular day of doing laundry.
Sunny Coast, remember the voucher at the end of this.
So I'm putting stuff in the washing machine, taking it out of the washing machine, hanging it out, putting some in the dryer because you got to put your small stuff in the dryer.
Cotton Tree Meats voucher.
And then this is where the blood and gore happens, Tassie.
Yeah.
I was attacked by a common household item, something that has caused this cut on my finger. Can you see it? The skin flapping in the breeze.
What?
The cut where the blood came out.
I can't see it from here.
I was attacked.
Yes.
By my laundry basket. The laundry basket, I got my finger caught in it, and it's a plastic laundry
basket.
How
much is the voucher again? $50.
And I lifted it up, and it just went and sliced my finger open. So much so that the blood didn't start gushing at first. You know when it's a really deep cut and it just doesn't? Yeah, that it was that.
Takes a while to get to the surface.
Yeah, yeah. That's what happened. And then I've had to wear a Band-Aid ever since. It has been traumatic.
This story has as well. 545-11919, Sunny Coast. What household item hurt you?
Maddie in Kawana. Hey, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. What appliance are we hating on this afternoon? What gotcha?
I bought the kids one of those, you know how you get those potato slinkies that are deep fried?
Yes.
Yeah. So I bought the kids one to do like apples and pears and stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
And I was doing it for them, and I was like, hey, don't touch it. It's sharp. And then I finished and just skinned the side of my finger exactly after I said that, and it just looked like an absolute tool in front of both of them.
Did it cut it off in a spiral shape though, Matty?
No, it just, it more like a scallop.
Slinky skin scallops. That's rough, Matt. Have you made them since, or are you're steering clear of that appliance now?
Yeah, no, we're still slinking away.
You're still slinking. Okay, good.
Great.
Can't stop the slinky. Nope.
The slinky days are not over. Thanks, Matty. When did a regular household appliance or item attack?
My hand sliced open by a laundry basket.
Hand
and I've lived. Okay, my middle finger.
Let me show me. Actually,
it's, look
show
at
me.
It. You can see the flap of skin just flapping around in the breeze. And that's 3 days old now.
That's like smaller than a. Can you not give me the finger?
Oh, yeah, look. That's
no,
it.
That's don't do that to me.
Anyway, look, every appliance in the home can get you. Don't you worry about that. Let's hear your stories. We'll go to Talia in Aruna. Tals, what appliance got you?
I had a, you know, the handheld blenders that you use to blend up your soup?
Oh, yes.
No, it's not what you think. It actually exploded in my hand and electrocuted me.
What?
On electrocuted
you? Yeah, the blade didn't get me. It exploded in my hand and I got third-degree burns to my hand where it exploded in my hand.
What were you trying to blend?
I had scorch marks. Nothing. It just it malfunctioned and it exploded in my hand. It sparked and everything and threw me across the room.
So the handle came apart, not the blade, really?
No, the blade was fine. I was blending something and then the actual engine-y bit exploded.
Whoa.
Oh, my god!
I went whee across the room.
Literally it threw you across the room. That's wild.
Yeah.
Did you lose crazy. Consciousness?
No, I was awake. I was actually at work when it happened. And I was just like, I think I've been electrocuted. And they're like, what? No, I was
what
all good.
Do you do?
Just had burn marks.
Do you go to hospital if that happens? Like, what's the protocol?
No, so normally they would, but they called an ambulance. And so they came and they just told me ECG was all good. And they're like, do you want to go home? I'm like, yeah, probably. So I went home.
Oh, good way to get out of work.
Yeah, I'll go home and I'll see you next week, actually. I'll take the rest
and
of the week off.
I have no feeling on the hand where it exploded. Like there's, like it's killed the nerves in that part of my... Where your thumb is, above where your thumb is.
Is it?
It exploded in that part.
It's completely numb, Talia.
Yeah, it's just because it burned. It scorched the skin. So there's parts there that are numb.
Wow. That's so scary. Was it like a cheap blender?
Or? I don't know because I don't know whether it was like they've got different plugs and I plugged it in the wrong plug. I don't know what happened. It just, and then they couldn't work out what happened either. It just exploded. So I don't use them anymore. I'll use a potato masher. It's safer.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Jeez, that make okay. That one's worse than my laundry basket slicing.
Oh, way worse. You can't even see your finger, Mark.
I'll give that to you, Talia.
Thanks, Talia.
Thank you. Great story. Finally, Catherine in Nambour.
Here we go.
What appliance are we hating on for you this afternoon? What gotcha?
The bathroom door. Actually, I should specific. I got that wrong. The toilet door. So not quite bathroom door, but the toilet one.
Okay, what'd it do to you?
Okay. I went to the toilet in the middle of the night, like we always do. But this was a night, there was a storm outside and I'm sitting there and the next minute I'm getting rain on me through the window. I have gone to shut the window and as I've walked out, I've covered my face with the door and I actually bruised my entire nose and got a black eye from it the next day.
Oh, and then people, that's the worst one, because when people ask you how you got your black eye and you say, I ran into a door, they say, no, you didn't. That's a lie. What's really going on? But that actually was true.
It was. I can't say, it was my husband punched me.
No, absolutely not.
Was it a case of, did you not turn the light on in the middle of the night? Were you just trying to go in the dark, Catherine?
I always go in the dark. I can't do lights. It's just, it just wakes me up entirely. So it's always in the middle of the night and, not see it because I half close it just for the privacy and that. And as I just turn, I went smack bang in the door. I'm like, and I was lucky no one woke up to hear me swear.
Oh, well, glad you're okay, Catherine. Thank you. Some good stories, Taz, but I feel like, Talia, we can't go past the electrocuting blender.
Oh, insane, isn't it, from Talia? Yeah, $50 to spend at Cotton Tree Meats, my friend. She can blend that up really nice. Oh, no, she won't be.
No.
Never again.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You came to me with a problem.
Yeah.
And I have taken upon myself to fix your problem.
Well, it's something that a lot of people around the coast are experiencing at the moment. And that, of course, is magpie swooping. Mm. It is the season, my friends. And I have found a pesky little magpie who has now swooped me on three separate occasions.
Three mornings on your way to work.
Multiple times, yeah.
We can actually see this magpie flying around from our C studio.
Haunting me.
It's perfect. He has a couple of different power lines and light poles that he likes to sit on.
Yep.
We've worked out approximately where the nest would be, what tree it's in.
It must be.
You have probably 100 metres worth of swoop zone.
Yeah. So
call it swoop zone.
I ride an e-scooter to work and he must see me coming, he or she. Yeah. Oh, no, it's the men that do the swooping, right?
I think it is, yeah.
He sees me coming and then he goes not once, not twice, not three times, but about five times.
Wow.
He just keeps coming back and clipping my helmet and I'm just scooting for dear life, clinging on with fear in my eyes, Taz.
Well, Sunny Coast, I've heard this, okay, and Ellie's come to me and she goes, Taz, I'm having a hard time getting to work and I don't want to do the show by myself. I don't want her to not bother coming in.
You had to pick me up today.
Yeah, I did, because you're too scared.
Can't get back on that scooter.
I have come up with an idea, and Sunny Coast, I need your help here. But I have grabbed your e-scooter helmet, your bike helmet that you wear.
Mm-hmm.
I am turning this thing into an anti magpie device. And you might be thinking, oh, he's going to add a couple of zip ties and call it a day. Oh, no.
No, nah, that's no, been no, done, no. son. And it doesn't necessarily work.
I want to lay on the guilt for the magpie. I want it to feel bad.
Oh, we're going for an swooping. Empathetic route.
Totally.
Okay.
Right, empathetic route. I wouldn't have said that on the air.
Route, sorry. I'll Americanize it if I have to be cleaner.
I want to add things to this helmet that will deter magpies.
Okay.
I'm thinking music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking lights. I'm thinking mirrors so that the magpie can see itself in its worst moment and regret it. What can we add to this anti-magpie device
to
get it to stop swooping?
Okay, the crazier the better. If it can fit on a helmet, we will attempt to put it on a helmet.
G'day, Caitlin. Welcome to the laboratory.
Hi, guys.
Hello. What are your thoughts around this? What can we add?
Okay, I've got a genius idea.
Here we go.
So magpies are really intelligent and they are known to remember people and faces.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking chuck some bread, maybe a bit of sausage on there, and he will love you forever. He'll be your best friend and he'll feel really bad for swooping the lady with the sausage head.
Caitlin, you just want to get me to stick a sausage in my helmet and drive around.
I'm thinking on the zip ties.
I'm not stitching you up. I have fed my local magpies for years and I have not been swooped since I was a child.
I love the idea of just threading the sausages onto the skewers of the zip ties, and so they all like dangle around like a Medusa.
Like the Cheerio ones, the Frankfurts, the little red ones.
That's not a good hand movement from you there.
I was thinking like a kebab. Stuff them on there.
Oh, a kebab.
Not what Ellie was doing on her forehead.
You just want a long cylindrical thing sticking out of my head. So everyone call me the equivalent of sausage head,
don't you? Hey, Caitlin's already said it, the sausage lady. Ellie, the sausage lady. That's a great idea.
It fits.
Yeah, that's what I've long been called. Caitlin, thank you for your suggestion. Let's keep them coming, Sunny Coast. We need to repel this magpie.
I don't want to hurt the magpie.
No.
I just want the magpie to...
know who's boss.
Yeah, 100%. Assert a dominance. We are the alpha species here.
Yeah, yeah.
And we should be doing more than just adding some zip ties to our helmets. Okay, that feels like defensive. That feels cowering.
Yeah.
From the magpie. Let's take the fight to the magpie.
Absolutely. Guess what, magpie? I actually don't want your babies in the nest. Like, I don't care about them. Like, good for them.
Yeah,
they can grow up and be great.
I'm not against
the
magpie.
But I'm not coming for them.
I'm against the swooping.
Yeah, yeah.
So we want the swooping to stop. What can we add to a helmet? Let's go crazy, Sunny
mm-hmm.
Coast.
Mm-hmm.
What could we add to a helmet that would make the magpie regret swooping, Ellie?
Yeah.
Basically.
Maybe just a sign saying, do you know who's boss? Question mark.
I talked about this with my girlfriend yesterday.
Mm.
She goes, why don't you give it a written warning?
I think we need to do that.
So maybe I need to add a formal written warning to the side
of
the helmet.
Do we have to get head of HR to sign it?
Totally. Yeah. We need HR to sign this. Yeah.
Okay,
written
great.
Warning.
Let's go to the phones. John in Peridgian, what do you reckon we should add to this helmet?
My advice is you've got to try and befriend the magpie, okay? If Ellie, if you can, like, pull over somewhere that's a bit safe where he's sweeping you and offer him food, pay your tax, and he'll become your friend. And honestly, they will remember you and not swoop you, because I've befriended all the magpies in my area where I live. And they honestly, they remember your faces. They can remember up to 29 faces.
Hang on. So, John, are you saying that the 30th person that offers it food, it's going to go, I've never seen you in my life?
Probably. Yeah. But, you know, that's what science says. So,
wow. Yeah. Okay.
How do you know all this, John?
Well, I've been a fan of magpies for a long time, and just, you know, years of looking up how to not get swooped. So, and I found the best way is just to try and offer them food
mm-hmm.
and befriend it, and then they won't swoop you.
It's like a toll.
And
yeah.
It works.
So,
it works, literally.
So, but if we, like, strap a big old stake to my helmet, do you reckon that'll get rid of it?
Nah, because it has to be little something small, because they can only eat little small things. Like, yeah. If you offer it something big, it's going to try and break it down and get it down.
Well,
to then now,
it's just going to peck even more at me.
Oh, that's... Actually, I like that idea, John. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you, John.
Thanks,
our magpie expert. All right, let's go now to Dylan in Budrum. Dylan, what do you reckon we should add to the anti-magpie repellent device?
I think you need to get a little plush toy of Bob Catter. Because when it comes to swooping, he's punched people for less.
Oh, I've punched people in the mouth for saying
yeah.
that.
So if anyone can protect from a magpie, it's Mr. Catter right there.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Where
I wonder where we'd get one of those.
The hell am I getting a plush Bob Catter from?
I'm sure he probably has one on his website, knowing him.
Yeah, a bit of merch. Bit of merch.
Thanks, Dylan.
Great one, Dylan. Thank you. Finally, Jason in Mons. Jace, what do you reckon we're adding to this helmet?
I reckon you should put on the Bulldogs winning theme song. No one likes a Bulldog, so, you know, birds don't like Bulldogs either. You know?
Or do we put on the Brisbane Lions winning theme song because they defeated the Magpies in the AFL prelims?
Oh, don't mind it. Jason.
Jason didn't like it.
Jason, it's up to you. Lions theme song or Bulldogs theme song?
No, the Bulldogs.
Okay.
The Bulldogs. Yeah.
So broke. But great right. one. So even cats would be more likely to scare off a magpie.
I'm going to attach a speaker to this helmet, Jason, and we will blast the Bulldogs theme song at this magpie. Don't you worry.
Yeah, that's good, mate. The magpie will hate you then.
He better, because I don't want this magpie up in my grills anymore.
Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We've talked about footy a lot today, Tazzy, but...
It's a big day for footy. It's the week to talk about it because by this time next week, grand final will be over.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have the winners and everybody will be going, oh, bring back the footy.
Yeah,
remember
right.
when the footy was on?
Oh, I know.
That'll be next week.
I don't want that to be the case. But tonight, Rugby League's Night of Nights is happening, the Dally M medal. And someone who's down on the ground, who we usually only speak to on Origin Day.
Yeah, this is cool.
But has given us some time this afternoon is Nine News Queensland sports reporter Adam Jackson. Hello, Adam.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Yeah, it's a season that never seems to end. I was hoping to go on holidays as of this week, but the Broncos, they've dragged out the season a little bit longer, so I'll have to put off hanging out at Mooloolaba Beach for another week or so. But, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm getting ready for the Dally M medals, trying to put on my bow tie.
Oh.
I don't know about you guys, but, like, I hate putting on a bow tie. I'd much prefer the normal length ties, the traditional ones, but, yeah.
Why did you choose the bow tie, Adam?
Yeah, I know. I've kind of regretted it now. Yeah, I kind of rushed packing this morning coming down from Queensland. But, yeah, it's always interesting going to the Dally M, seeing the footy players suited up. We're so used to seeing them in their, like, footy jerseys and tight shorts and socks and that. So, yeah, two fascinating get-ups tonight. Craig Bellamy usually mixes it up, the Melbourne Storm coach. So, we'll see who's best dressed shortly on the red carpet there at the Dally M.
Does he? Do you reckon he'll rock a bow tie?
Yeah, I reckon he usually does, and something a bit funky, maybe like a silvery type shimmery suit or something white, something out of the box for Craig Bellamy. Yeah, the Melbourne Storm players love to gym up, and he usually delivers.
Love that.
Beautiful. I like that because they've let their hair down. It's an event. Everybody's having fun. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, it's a little different to a high-stress game of rugby league. Dally M, we know the leaderboard so far after round 12. That's when we sort of have all the results, Adam. But then it's gone quiet from round 12 and we have to wait and see, yeah?
Yeah, it's interesting, this one. So Luke Metcalf was leading for the Warriors. He unfortunately suffered a bad knee injury, so he didn't play a big chunk of the back end of the season, so he won't hold on and win. Broncos perspective, probably Payne Haas is your best hope. He was leading when the medals went behind closed doors, and he has always had a strong end to the year. But the overwhelming favourite is James Tedesco, the Sydney Roosters fullback. Everyone expects him to win, so James Tedesco is the tip tonight. Payne Haas nominated for Prop Forward of the Year. Also, another Bronco in contention, Reece Walsh, after his outstanding end of the year, Fullback of the Year. And Michael Maguire, with the great job that he's done turning around the Broncos this year. He's one of the three nominees for Coach of the Year, which is widely tipped to go to Ricky Stewart. So still a fair bit of Queensland flavour here, even though it looks as though Tedesco will go home with the medal, replacing Jerome Hughes, who won the 2024 Dally M.
I kind of hope Tedesco doesn't win because 2 years ago I said to my partner, Teddy's a has-been. He'll go downhill from here. Every time he does a good play, my boyfriend's like, oh,
Adam,
I thought it was a has-been.
Adam, you should say that. That Ellie from the Sunshine Coast says you're a has-been. What do you say to that?
Now, Adam, putting Dally M aside for a second, all I've seen in the news today, NRL-wise, is about this new competition, R360, that could poach up to 10 high-profile NRL players, Pappenhausen, Lomax, a whole bunch of others are tipped to go to this new Rebel rugby comp. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. This probably the best way to explain it is rugby union feels as though people involved in rugby union ranks feel as though they've been caught on the back foot with a lot of other sports across the world expanding. So, like, the best example is probably the Indian Premier League in terms of cricket. We saw the way that's expanded in the last few years. The LIV Golf League, golf versus a PGA Tour. So these rebel leagues are starting to become more and more prominent with the funding they've secured to kind of like appeal the game to a new audience in terms of trying to grow it. So with this, they'll have six teams originally. So the plan is to kick off next year. So it's around this time next year the season will officially launch. So that's why you're hearing all about it today. Mm-hmm. So six teams for the men, four teams for the women, then they'll eventually expand to have two more teams for the men's competition. So we believe they've secured funding. That's why you're hearing a lot more about it. Yeah, as you mentioned, there are 10 NRL players linked. Most notably, yeah, Ryan Pappenhausen for the Storm, Nelson Sofa-Solomono, Jai Gray, who's a young Queensland, who's been killing it for the Rabbitohs this season. But in the grand scheme of things, 10 players from what's 500 players from the NRL. Not too much, but what you need to bear in mind for the NRL is we're about to add two new teams, the PNG franchise and the Perth Bears as well too. So we're on the lookout for more and more players so they can ill afford to lose. And it's interesting to see what ramifications will come up for players who defected. No doubt Peter Vlandis will be at the Dally M's tonight and have something to say about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Whoa, drama. Tassie, should you become an NRL player? Maybe you'll get poached.
Maybe
they're looking
I should.
For extra players.
No, well, actually, I'm busy Googling how to tie a bow tie. Okay. Adam, where are you up to?
I should have a clip on.
Yeah, you should have. Adam Jackson from Nine News. Thank you so much. Enjoy tonight at the Dally M's.
No worries, guys. And, yeah, we look forward to Countdown Sunday. You get all the action on Channel 9, the NRL State Championship game. Go the Broncos women and the Broncos men. So they're out to do the double, the Broncos, and you catch, yeah, all that action on 9 Sunday afternoon.
Oh, how good. How Legend. Good's footy.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You've been fighting a war this week. Bring the sunny coast in. Oh, into
mate,
the trenches.
Is it ever a war? There is a battle between me and Swoop Dog, the pesky magpie that sits on my way to work when I e-scoot past.
What's fascinating is we are in the Contiki building in Maroochydore. Mm. We can see him and we can see all of Swoop Dog's escapades all day long. He is swooping up and down, e-scooters, walkers, bikers, old people. He doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is the enemy to Swoop Dog.
Yeah, myself included. So on three separate occasions on e-scoots to work, he's gotten me. And I'm not talking just one swoop.
No.
I'm talking five or six every time he goes. So I brought it to you on the show. You said we're going to do something about it.
Yep.
We're going to create an anti-magpie helmet to get rid of it.
You're getting attacked. You put up a shield. Some people are going around looking silly with the zip ties on their helmets.
Yeah.
That might work a little bit. I think, how far can we go? What can you add to a helmet that'll stop this dead in its tracks?
Exactly. Now, for those of you out there who don't believe me, don't just think, oh, Ellie's making it up just for the radio.
I've been swooped and it's not that bad.
Yeah. Well, this morning I took matters into my own hands to prove that this is in fact happening to me.
Here we go.
Take a listen.
Okay, I'm about to leave my house on my e-scooter. We're ready to capture Swoop Dog in action. So I've set up my camera. I've put on my ugly but large sunnies and helmet. So I've got some protection from his bloody swoopy ways. We'll see if I can make it to work unscathed. I'm actually nervous. Like, my heart's actually beating. This is wild. All right, check in with you soon. All right. Come at me, Swoop Dog. I can see him. He's up there. He's up there. He's up there. He's up there. He's gonna die.
Swoop Dog indeed.
Did you say Snoop
Dog? I did at the end. I was a bit preoccupied
trying to stay alive. You forgot the pun halfway through.
Yeah, exactly. But look, we're coming after you, Swoopy.
Today's his last day of terrorising Maroochydore because tomorrow we are unleashing our anti-magpie device. We're talking speakers. We're talking bubble gun. We're talking... actually, I want to leave a few things because if he's listening to the show, he might not.
Oh, he'll be prepared.
He might be prepared.
Well, he will be listening. He's literally, we can see him from our studio.
Fair,
you know, he doesn't even need the radio to hear the dirty dog, the dirty Swoop Dog.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Is that a saxophone, Ellie? That's a saxophone.
Yeah, maybe. Or a trumpet.
Yeah. And I was dancing
too. That's a dude singing.
I know that's a dude singing.
There's some strings.
bass and drums.
I could play this on the cello.
Is that a marimba from Majimba?
You know, in radio school, they tell us not to talk over the song, Taz,
And
you just talked all over that.
It was a good gear from us.
Made me do it too.
It's good, funny gear. People are getting lols going, oh my gosh, their mics are on, guys. Yeah. They're doing it accidentally. Oh no, they're doing it on purpose. Oh, they think they're funny.
It's a really long song. That song goes for 4.5 minutes. Too long, Kelly Holiday. Great song, but shorten it up a bit. Hi, we're Ellie and Taz. You're listening to CFM. We're doing it for the Kiwanis Surf Outlet, who always on sale. Apart from being radio hosts who talk over music, we also run a side hustle. For those who don't know it, it's called Ellie Chaney Investigations.
We can also talk over movies at children's parties and stuff too.
Now, I have a new mystery to bring to the people of the Sunshine Coast that I'm going to bring to you and then solve. You're welcome.
All right.
It's kind of just like showing you how good I am at investigating.
Yeah.
So
typical girlfriend, am I right? Bringing up the problem and then solving it, though.
There has been signs posted around Sippy Downs, Tassie.
Yes.
Your neck of the woods. I've just sent you a picture. Can you please describe, just not the text up the top, just the picture that has been drawn. It's a missing sign.
Yes.
People often put them up when their cats and dogs go missing.
It says missing water bottle.
Mm.
And then they've drawn the water bottle and they've pointed to different parts of it, going water here, hot
pink. What? That says
hot pink. Yeah.
Because it's drawn in lead pencil, so there's no colour.
A kid has drawn this very quickly and gone, yeah, that's art.
That is art, absolutely. So we know that it's metal. We know that because they've done an arrow to it and written M E T L E.
Thank you. Yep.
Cute.
God, it says metal.
Yep. Then it says orange down the bottom, orange up the top. So if you've seen these around Sippy Downs, you're probably concerned about this missing water bottle. Clever. Clever for the kids to do. They've they've been proactive. They've put up signs to try and find it.
Yeah.
Well, I can confirm Nicole has done a post also about said missing water bottle.
On the Sippy Downs community board.
Yep. And this is how I've solved the mystery, through Nicole. She says, PSA, just ignore the signs. Not really missing, just girls having holiday fun.
So you think the mum's gone, girls, write these posters. We're going to need 100 of them.
We'll walk around town.
It'll take you all day to design the posters, and then it'll take you a whole nother day to just walk around, just attach them wherever, and then people will search. How funny will that be?
It just feels like parents are now clutching at straws for things for the kids to do to get them out of the house for school.
It's almost like they wanted to do a missing person sign.
Yeah.
And she's gone, no, that's way
that's
too serious.
That's not PC.
And then they've gone, what about a missing dog? And no, you can't do that either. People will genuinely think there's a pet. Just say your water bottle's missing or something.
You know what? Mission accomplished. Well done, kids. You've got us talking about it on the radio. So I hope I was going to say I hope it turns up, but as Nicole says,
it's PSA, not gone.
Not really missing.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We are after your suggestions, Sunny Coast. What song can we blare at a magpie to stop it from swooping?
What are our jobs? Sunny Coast, join us on the madness. 545-11919. $50 Cotton Tree Meats voucher up for grabs because we are building this anti-magpie device, putting absolutely everything we can on a helmet. I'm talking zip ties. I'm talking a bubble gun. I'm talking lights, sounds, and even to a suggestion yesterday, a sausage.
Yeah, I don't love the idea of wearing raw meat on my helmet, but that's okay. Lauren in Noosa, hello.
Hello. Hey.
What do you think we should be – which song do you think we should be blaring at the magpie, Swoop Dog?
I think Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh.
That's good.
Don't come close to me, Swoop Dog.
You can have a bit of Black Betty, old school.
Oh, Black Betty.
Black Betty.
Yeah, that's got it. Yeah. Hold on.
This is going to smack.
Oh, that's all I've got of it.
Very short bit of the song. Lauren, love those suggestions. Thank you so much. Another One Bites the Dust, I think, is the better of the two.
You reckon? Yeah. Well, it's a bit more threatening, you know? Because it's like, you come close to me, you're going to bite the dust.
Totally. It shows that you mean business and you love good music.
True. All right, keep the suggestions coming, Sunny Coast. We do have $100 to spend.
100?
$50 to spend at Cotton Tree Meats.
She spent half of it.
I will have to on this sausage you're apparently Fair. Putting on my helmet. Let's go to Terry from Pereira first. Tez, what do you reckon we should be playing the magpie to scare it off?
Well, look, no good mucking around. Like, you could play Feed the Birds and all that crap, but let's go with Highway to Hell.
Again, I'm worried, is it too much of a banger that the magpie's going to love it and be a bit of a headbanger?
Not if it's loud.
Yeah, true.
No, not if it's got to scare the feathers off him.
Imagine that happens halfway through. And it's just this new chicken.
No good being nice to him. Just scare the hell out of him. Scare the feathers off him.
Yeah, I suppose we leave it, right? So we leave it in complete silence. And as soon as he gets close, you just hit him with that. Yeah, you're right. That'll scare the feathers off him. I love it. All right, Terry. Oh, Terry, great suggestion. Gold. Thank you. You're in the running for that Cotton Tree Meats voucher.
Great. Thank you, guys.
All righty. Let's go now to Paul in Biwa. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, bud. What song do you reckon we should pop in the speakers to blare out at Swoop Dog?
Well, I reckon there's a bit of a story to this because we all know that birds of a feather flock together and they all talk to each other. So I reckon we need to tell them what it sounds like when doves cry.
Oh! So
nice.
Yes, that is the most threatening.
That's good.
Paul, here we go. I thought that was the chorus.
Thanks, Paul. You are in the draw for that voucher, my friend.
No worries.
Love it, Paul. These are, I don't know how we're going to pick out of these, Tassie.
So many good options.
Michaela in Caboolture, what do you think we should play the magpie to scare it away?
I honestly think Karma by Jojo Siwa because no one likes that song.
I don't even have that in the system. That's how few people like this song.
Exactly.
What's that song that we get told people hate, Tassie? Oh, the Beyonce one. Oh, what's her?
Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em. Oh, do you like that song?
Yeah, I reckon play that one.
So hold on. I'm scooting along and all of a sudden
magpie
we just hear.
Magpie comes in. I don't mind it. I think it's a banger.
The magpie would fly the other way, to be honest.
Thanks, Michaela.
Thanks, Michaela. So many good options. If we're going terrible songs, Crazy Frog, your favourite, could be in there.
Is it possible to play all of them at once? Is that a thing?
I mean, what? It's not going to sound good. It's going to be a bit like...
But maybe that's what we want.
I mean, I don't love it.
No, but neither will the magpie.
Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, I'm going to be talking about Billie Eilish's music for a little bit here. We know that one of her first big songs was Bad Guy, and it sampled the crosswalk sound.
The Green Man sound.
From
sound.
Sydney.
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
you can't really hear it.
Oh, not here.
Oh, you can kind of hear it at the start, can't you?
No, because it goes...
It'll come in soon, guys. All right, we'll have to wait.
We'll wait for it. But, yeah, she was here in Sydney. They've gone to cross the road. They've hit the button, and it's gone... She's sampled that in Bad Guy.
Yeah.
How cool. So she's known to sample different bits and pieces of her life into her music. Birds of a Feather, arguably her biggest song of all time. You know it. Even better, I don't know what I'm crying for. Right?
Yep.
Awesome song. However, the internet has gone, uh-oh, she might have stolen it.
Oh, like she stole the Our Green Man.
Mm.
Okay.
Have a listen to Birds of a Feather, but also mixed with, remember Skype?
Yeah. The OG Zoom, the OG FaceTime.
Totally. Before Zoom basically got up and killed it, Skype, the FaceTime messaging system, the call when you were calling someone sounds very like Birds of a Feather. Let it go.
I mean,
come on.
It's very same note sound, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's all the crosswalk thing is.
Hold on, I want to hear the Skype sound again. Let's go back and listen to that. Birds of a feather. See, no, it doesn't work.
No, it's not exactly this. It's not the...
Oh, that's where it goes.
And then it changes in. There we go. birds of a feather.
Should we give her some new sounds to try and come up with a song?
Do you want to come
about?
Up with something right now that she can sample into her new music?
Yeah, okay, what about me beatboxing? Have you heard me beatbox before?
I don't think I've ever heard you beatbox.
Oh, it's really good. It's quite a unique
beatbox.
Do
you do the...
No. It's very specific. Okay, hold on. I've got to have wet lips for it. Okay. Ready?
Is that you beatboxing or dribbling a basketball? It sounds the same.
That is. I am Joel Turner, the beatboxer. That is amazing beatboxing.
That is what you would sound like if you were playing basketball on a squeaky court.
Sample that, Billie Eilish.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I came up with this game a decade ago, and Sunny Coast, it could be your chance to score a $50 voucher to Cotton Tree Meats this afternoon. You can check out their upcoming barbecue school dates, cottontreemeats.com.au. It's called Guess That Chip. Woo! Dun, dun, dun. Here we go. So I eat a chip into the microphone, and you just by hearing the crunch alone, I'm going to take a stab at what the chip brand is. It's going to be you and one of the Sunny Coast working together as part of a team.
Okay, yep. I don't know what the chip is, nor do you. Donna from Mapleton, hello.
Hello.
How do you go generally at guessing the crunches of chips? Is it something you've tested yourself on in the past?
I eat a lot of chips, so I've probably got a lot of crunch behind me.
Here we go. All right, she's got a bit of crunch behind her. Gee. All right.
Fair to say someone else's crunch sounds different to your own crunch, though. So you're going to have to put yourself in third person here.
Okay, can we turn the music down,
yes,
please?
Yes, we can, of course. We need here we to go. Hear the crunch. Oh, that's the
opening
packet
the bag. Okay, ooh, here we go. Grab a good chip. $50 to spend at Cotton Tree Meats up for grabs. Here we go, the crunch.
Sounds exactly the same as the crunch you did last week.
No, it's completely different, mate.
All right.
Okay, can we do one more?
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Okay.
Now, you get a question. You get a question, Donna.
Yeah, if you want, let's narrow it down. I've got a question up my arsenal.
Go, go.
Oh, is it a straight chip or a crinkle-cut chip?
It's a yes or no question.
Oh. Oh, okay. Is it a crinkle-cut chip?
It is a crinkle-cut.
Okay.
I was
going to
say it's crinkle-cut, and I'm going to say it's a Samboys.
Oh, it's not a Sam Boys.
It's not a Sam Boys.
No. Oh. What flavour are Sam Boys?
I was going to... I'm stuck between a barbecue or a chicken.
Is there chicken Sam Boys, is there?
Neither of those. I can picture
the barbecue and I can picture the salt and vinny.
One more guess each. Come on, Ellie.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. All right. So we know it's a crinkle cut. Is it...
Yeah.
A flavour starting with the letter in the first half of the alphabet.
No, it's not.
Oh. Oh, yeah. We answered that really quickly, so it must be towards the end of the alphabet. Okay.
Okay.
Donna, your go.
Does it start with the letter S?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Two words, one of them starts with T.
Oh! Oh!
It's tomato, what's the name? The tomato, what's the name one?
It sure is, Donna. It's called the Smith's Tomato.
You
what's
know,
her name?
They're one of my favourite chips, but not many people like them.
Right? How good are they? The Smith's Tomato Sauce Chips. There Donna, guess what? $50 to spend at Cotton Tree Meats.
I thought it was a Smith. You said it wasn't a Smith.
No, you said Samboy, Donna.
I did. Sorry, I meant Smith.
You won the prize. It's okay.
Let me get the credit away. It's thanks to Cotton Tree Meats. Check out their upcoming barbecue school dates at cottontreemeats.com.au. Donna's just a bit delirious from all the excitement.
Yeah, I've had a really bad week, okay? And I've just had a 10.5-hour day at work. So,
goodness. Well,
big day. Put your feet up, Donna.
Exactly. Enjoy your Cotton Tree Meats.
And enjoy some Smith's Tomato What's a Face.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
About 5 minutes ago, we filled you in on a journey we've been on this week.
Big.
A war that's been waged, would you say, against Swoop Dog the Magpie, Tassie?
Yeah, and it's happening right across the Sunny Coast. Mm. This is not a rare issue. This is happening on every street, every suburban street of the Sunny Coast, that swoopings are happening more and more.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to fight back, trying to claim a little bit of airspace.
Yeah, Yeah, so you're about to hear what we created to repel this magpie that's really had it in for me for the last week and a half every time I've e-scooted to work.
Yep.
Swoop dogs got me so many times. So we took to the streets to get one over him. This is what it sounds like when magpies. The time has come, Tassie. Woo! We have come to the boardwalks, the roundabout way, so that Swoop Dog doesn't see us coming.
Yeah, we're coming from behind. It's our favourite way. There's two magpies this time, not just the one.
Well, you know what? They heard. They heard we were coming for them, and they've showed up in force today. Mm. Can you describe to me what I've got on my helmet, please?
All right, the helmet has lights to draw attention. It's got a bubble gun for distraction. We did have a call earlier this week who said, how about you put some meat on the helmet so that when it goes for you, it's not going for you, it's not going for Ellie, it goes for the sausage. So you've got a sausage coming off the side, streamers out the back, speaker on top, thanks to Jason from Mons as well for suggesting it. Lastly, though, as a Hail Mary if all else fails, you've got 10 party poppers ready to blow.
And I'm not afraid to blow them, Swoop Dog, if you're listening.
Are you all right? The helmet looks heavy.
The helmet is so heavy and the sausage stinks.
I forgot that there's a written warning on the side that we can hand out to the magpie.
Yeah,
as
just
well.
In case it dares. All right, do we think it's going to work?
Nah.
Okay. Well, let's test it out then.
Go get him, my friend. You majestic looking seahorse.
Seahorse? I'm a beautiful princess. I'm a beautiful princess, thank you very much. All right, come at me, Swoop Dog. I can see him perched in his stupid tower, his ivory tower.
Here we go. I'm hitting play on AC/DC. Go, go, go. I can see the sausage just glowing in the wind.
What
the magpie locks eyes.
He's coming.
He's right above you. He's not interested.
He doesn't want it. He doesn't want
it. Is he gonna?
He's
Come
staying
on.
Away. Oh, my God, there's another one.
Hang on. He's swooping. Ellie. He pulled away mid-swoop.
I can't get the bubbles going. I can't get the bubbles. Ah! Where did he get me? I feel like he went for the sausage. Did he go for sausage? I don't know. Did he swoop me? I can't even tell.
He swooped, but he pulled away mid-swoop.
We
this is what
him.
We wanted.
We got him even with the faltering bubble gun. He still hated it, even with no written warning, because that blew off as well. Oh, we got him, Swoop Dog. You're dead.
Oh, so, ultimately...
Excuse me, there are two words that you've not said to me yet.
Success?
No.
Two words?
Thank you. I built you this amazing helmet contraption and I told you no more swoops in this neighbourhood.
Yeah, and it worked. Like, legitimately, that the magpie went to swoop and then pulled away mid-swoop.
Regretted it. He was too scared.
Yeah, and by the end, I went back and forth a few times with it on. He had come to ground level and was just pecking away at the ground next to me.
Yep.
He was that...
Totally.
I had alphaed him so hard.
He's not picking a fight with you anymore.
He's not. So, yeah, look, thank you, I guess.
Oh, come on. That's a week worth of effort.
I just don't know if driving around Maroochydore with a raw sausage sticking out of my helmet is something I want to continue.
There is a teaser video on our socials right now, 919CFM on Instagram. It's on the stories. And you can see more if you join our broadcast channel there too.
Yeah, the full video will be posted later tonight.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Sunny Coast, we are playing Bandel. Oh, yeah, it's our favourite radio game, a different mystery song for us to guess every single day. We're going to reveal it layer by layer. As soon as you know what it is, 545-11919, become today's Bandel champion and score $50 to spend at Cotton Tree Meats. Thank you very much. You can check out their upcoming barbecue school dates, cottontreemeats.com.au.
Good weekend for a barbie this weekend.
Oh, I would say most of the sunny coast will have some sort of barbecue or outdoor or some sort of gathering in the next 3 days.
Grand final night, Sunday night.
Long weekend.
Yep.
Beautiful weather.
All right, let's see if we can guess what today's song is. It's from the year 2000.
Remember, Ellie, there's a prize. We're not allowed to win.
Okay.
Oh, don't give me that face. Don't. Oh, gosh. This will put everybody to sleep.
No. It's Rock and Roll Bar. it feels like it's ramping up to a big chorus there.
How have we got Sunny Coasters on the line already? Let's go to line one. I'm pretty sure it's Jacinta. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jacinta, welcome to Bandle.
Woo!
So, you're telling me that you think you know what it is from boom, 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 that?
Well, I'm confident, but now you've got me questioning myself. So.
Hey, no, you've caught up with a lot of gusto, Jacinta. You yeah. have energy. You're up and about. I want to hear. What do you reckon it is?
Is it Herbastank, the reason issue or whatever that song's called?
Yeah, I reckon that's a great guess, Tassie. Or it's,
not. It's not. I thought it could have been as well.
I found a reason for me.
Hang on, there's a mosquito in the C studio, I think.
All right, thanks, Jacinta. Look, a lot of people still calling through. Do we want to go layer number two or do we want to go to someone else?
Let's go layer two. Okay.
Craig, hi.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, thank you. What do you think that song is?
Truly, Madly, Deeply Do by Savage Garden.
Another banger of a song.
It's not that either,
it's
Steve-o.
Not, though, Steve. Oh, good effort. A lot of people calling through. Who have we got here?
Deeply Do by Savage Garden.
Oh, hello. Yeah,
not
Jack.
That.
Oh, hello?
Oh, my
Turn
gosh.
Your radio down.
Oh, my goodness.
The beauty of live radio. What's your name?
Shane.
Shane-o. What song do you think it is?
I think it's Freaks by Silverchair.
Another interesting guess.
Silverchair. Silverchair,
not
one
what was
word
on
or two?
My bingo list. Can no. confirm it is not
no,
that Shane-o.
Sorry, Shane-o.
We may have to go another layer
we've
for
got,
people, Tassie.
We've got half the Sunny Coast I calling know. Right now. Look at them all.
This is layer number three.
Okay.
Where do we go next? Down, 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 down. Hello, Niall. Line number four. You're live on the radio. What's your name?
Gemma.
Gemma. A lot of people calling through. You're the lucky one to have made it through. What song do you think it is?
Okay, it's Coldplay.
Yes.
Is it?
And, oh, now my mind's gone blank. Hang on a minute. You're scared.
Yeah, keep going.
Keep going.
There's $50 to spend at Cotton Tree Meats up for grabs here, Gemma.
You got a beautiful voice, Jem. Bang it out.
Oh, thank you. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Okay, we're all about to be quiet.
No, yes.
What?
Sunny Coast, keep it down in your cars. Gemma's trying to sing.
Everyone's yelling at you.
Well, it's not yellow, is it?
I believe if you want to say that it is, I wouldn't be against it.
Okay, yellow.
Okay.
It's yellow. Look at the stars. I didn't think I was going to get through, so my mind went blank.
Oh, awesome.
Gemma, firstly, welcome to Bandle. Is this your first ever Bandle?
Absolutely is, yes. Oh.
You are one from one, my friend, a Bandle champion, Gemma.
Oh, thank you.
No problem at all. Whew, what a Bandle. So many, I don't think we've had that many incorrect guesses, but
no.
close guesses.
And so many people thinking they got it, yeah. and a lot of them were probably screaming at their radios, throwing Gemma off.
I know. But Gem, you've got it. Congratulations, you've won the prize, and we'll play again tomorrow, Sunny Coast.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You will be offended if you're a girl, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be offended by what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Or at least
Can't
about
wait.
To play you.
Love that on a Friday.
So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce engaged.
Correct.
Okay. Travis Kelce, 10 years ago when he was on some TV show,
mm-hmm.
was actually asked kiss, marry, kill with three different pop stars.
This is not going to end well.
One of them was Taylor Swift. Have a listen.
Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Katy Perry. Kill, marry, kiss.
Damn, that's messed up. I don't want to kill any of them. Ariana is
okay,
kill,
okay.
unfortunately. And then Taylor Swift would be the kiss. And then Katy Perry, what's the last one?
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry would
marry.
Be the... Yeah,
marry
Katy Perry.
Perry.
Would be the,
He's like, yeah.
Oh, Travis. What have you done, mate?
10 years later, he's engaged to Taylor Swift, the biggest pop star of all time.
Do you think she's mad? Because they also have beef, right, Katie?
Well, they're,
and Taylor,
they're okay
allegedly.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no real more beef anymore. But you would just, you'd be lying next to him going, well, I've seen the video.
Yeah.
We've not discussed it.
Yeah. Anytime they're at, like, the Grammys or anything and Katie walks past,
totally.
Taylor would be like, you sure you don't want to go off and marry her?
Yep.
That's what I'd do.
He
absolutely, that's what I'd
he
do.
He can't win. Actually, the only way he could win
is if
he'd
marry
to leave
her.
Taylor and actually go over to
yeah.
marry
well,
Katie
well, well, the thing is, right, in that game, if she even if he'd said marry Taylor but kiss Katie, if I was Taylor,
oh,
I'd
no.
still be like, oh, but you still want to kiss Katie Perry,
should have been kill Mary.
Ellie and Taz yeah. on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, I've got an update for you all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's listened to the show this week may have been following the journey of Swoop Dog the Magpie.
Yes,
my
he's
new
been
nemesis.
He's been sweeping you across the road here at mm-hmm. the station every single day when you come into work. I built you an anti-magpie device yesterday, and
you
it
did.
Worked a treat. It meant that you didn't get swooped yesterday.
Yeah, I alphaed that magpie yesterday. Like the magpie knew who was boss.
The magpie goes, you know what? Help yourself to my chicks.
Exactly.
Go for it.
Exactly.
You're
by
the top
end
dog.
Of our test runs with the helmet yesterday, the magpie was actually at ground level, almost bowing to me.
Yeah.
So I was like, hands dusted. Mm. We're not going to have an issue with this magpie again.
Yeah.
This morning, I scooted into work as I always do, and I thought, I'll just turn the recorder on just to see.
He might have remembered you from yesterday.
Surely.
He knows that you are top dog.
Exactly. I wasn't wearing the anti-magpie repellent helmet today.
No.
Just went back to my normal helmet. But surely he'll remember my face and know not to mess with me. Have a listen to what went down.
All right, back to the scene of the crime. Oh, my gosh, he's waiting for me. Has he learned his lesson or is he going to swoop me again? We're about to find out. Remember me, bro? Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to swoop me. Or do you?
Oh, yeah, he still wants to swoop me. Yeah, he still wants to swoop me. I definitely need the helmet. I definitely need the helmet. I feel like he's going harder than before. Oh, yep. There he is. Okay, don't come around the face, swoopy. Don't come around the face. He came.
Did you use the little bell?
Yeah, I buzzed in to get him away.
Were ya?
Yeah, he was more aggressive today than ever before. So I think he has remembered me.
Yeah.
But he's not scared of me.
He's like, oh, you haven't brought your anti-magpie weapon anymore.
Yeah, he's like, you're unarmed. I'm going to assault. I'm going to strike while the devices are down. So,
Swoop Dog, you dirty dog.
I know. I don't know what to do for
I'm
now
team
on.
Swoop Dog in this.
What? I've been on my side trying to defeat him all
week.
Yeah,
and I put in a lot of effort and that helped you for a couple of minutes, but you didn't even bother to use that device again today.
Because it had a raw sausage sticking out of it, Taz.
Hey, I don't say my methods are amazing, but they work.
A girl's got to do what a girl's got to do, am I right?
Yeah, get the sauce on your head.
Okay.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Gen Alpha are the kids growing up at the moment.
The skibbity toilets.
That's right.
That's what I call them.
The young kids.
Yeah, kids.
And there's actually been a study done asking Gen Alpha what they want to be when they grow up. Now, they are growing up into a very different world than you and I even, just two gens above.
Mm-hmm.
AI is here, internet's here, social media is a thing. Everybody's got mobile phones. They're glued to their screens.
True.
When you and I were growing up, we all wanted to be firefighters and jet fighter pilots. And
I mean, those jobs still exist. I wanted to be an actress on Neighbours. So I couldn't,
you
know. Alpha doesn't want to do that anymore
because
it's no more.
Well, Gen Alpha, what do they want to be when they grow up? Here are the top five things Gen Alphas want to be.
Get some fun music?
Please.
Okay.
Here we go. Number five, entrepreneur.
What? So how do they even know what that means?
You're asking like an 8-year-old what they want to be. Entrepreneur, please.
But do you know what? So sorry. I'm going to bring it down. Kids. I'm just going to talk directly to the kids.
It really wasn't a thing when we were kids.
It wasn't. And also, everything's been invented. Mm. You know, like there's no new ideas, kids. Mm. So just get into AI. It'll make you more money.
Fair. Well, that'll help with number four because it's an app/video game developer.
Yep, great.
Making apps.
Great. A lot of coding, though. A lot of numbers.
Well, you just told them to get into AI. Pick a lane.
Yeah, fair. Who's a lane?
Number...
Classic gag.
Gee, the six beers are really hitting you at the moment. Okay, so number three, a doctor or a nurse.
Great. We
How
need
cool
them.
Is that?
Yep.
More
absolutely.
Important than ever. Number two, though, they go from really serious, really like helping humans, doctor, nurse, number three, to number two, they want to be big on TikTok. TikTok creator.
I mean, it pays well if you can do it right.
And then finally, 32% of Gen Alphas want to be this one thing. They want to be a YouTuber.
I knew it was going to be either that or like a gamer on Twitch or something.
Yeah, that is on the list. That's at like number 11.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? Young Ellie probably wanted the same thing. Like,
YouTube
realistically,
wasn't a thing when we were kids.
No, but that's the thing. So to be a YouTuber, to want to be a YouTuber as a kid now is the same as me wanting to be on Neighbours when I was a kid. You know?
You're saying that YouTube is the same as Neighbours at its peak.
Yes. You're acting, you're on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, going down to the diner. I don't know. I can't remember what they did on Neighbours.
I just think it's a good, like, interesting insight as to where kids see the world and where they see themselves going moving forward.
What do they idolise? YouTubers. Who did I idolise? Delta Goodrum on Neighbours and Toadie. So, same.
Toadie.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This year, Sunny Coast, I'm pretty sure, have I done the maths right? Mm-hmm. Is this our fifth build a boat?
See, I thought maybe it was fifth, but I think it's only fourth.
I thought it was fifth.
21, 22, 23. Hold on. 21, 22, 23, 24. 25! It's the fifth!
Oh my God. Make a difference in a child's life. Fostercare.com.au. Build a boat to win 2K cash. It's CFM's Build a Boat Regatta. Build a boat and hope it
does sink. Hold on, maybe the first one was in 2022.
I was going to say, I think I've only done three so far.
Yeah, because I remember building my first boat. For those who don't know, basically, this is a regatta we do every year for however many years, we don't know.
I mean, we build boats as well, yeah. So you say we.
Mm.
It's mainly Sunny Coast, up to you to build these boats and win a whole heap of cash.
Yeah, we race the boats along Golden Beach on the 25th of October. First one across the line in the grand final wins $2,000. If I cast my mind back to the first boat I built, I went all out. I called it the Bamboom.
Yes.
And it was a bamboo slat that was the flotation part of it.
Yeah.
And then I had empty plastic containers?
Like jugs,
underneath it. And so it was like a big raft. Its floatability was phenomenal.
Just couldn't move through the water? Is that your issue?
Yeah, it didn't cut through. It wasn't as aerodynamic or water dynamic as I would have hoped, but it still, you know, provided me with a great time.
What was your worst boat?
Oh, my worst boat was the tiny little boys. Remember?
Buoys.
I bought a bunch of little floating buoys, we call them in Australia. But you're right, spelt buoy. And I tried to connect them all using pool noodles. And they all fell apart. It was bad.
Because you kept saying, I really want to rope together a whole heap of little boys.
Yeah.
And I was like, buoys, please.
Yeah, so look, I've had some wins. Last year's was almost my favourite out of the cardboard milk cartons.
Really?
Yeah, because I think mainly because no one had any faith after tiny little buoys. No one had faith that I'd be able to do it.
Will 2025's Build a Boat Regatta, which Sunny Coast, for you listening along, you can register right now on our website. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you're building, what your team name is, who you are, and we might be giving you a call next week, offering you a leg up with a $50 Bunnings voucher. I was hoping, is 2025's Build a Boat, Ellie, the chance at your redemption for your really bad boat a couple of years back? Would you redo that design?
Oh, tiny little boys again.
Yeah.
And get bigger boys this time. Get massive boys.
Older boys.
No, not old. Oh.
Buoys.
Bigger boys. Look, I could try. It didn't work, though. Could I make it work this time?
Yeah, the redemption
arc. Remember the bamboo slat I had on the top? That's right. I needed somewhere to sit. So I got all these bits of bamboo and just crossed them over each other. And it was supposed to be like a raft that I could sit on.
An hour before the race, you and I were scrambling going, who's got rope? I need some rope here.
Yeah, that was bad. Anyway, see, it's fun. It might not be super easy for some people like me. Other people, they make them in their sleep.
Yeah, Sunny Coast, you've made it look easy in the past. If you want to be a part of it, though, get the family together, colleagues, friend group, whatever, and register on our website. Tell us that you exist. Mm-hmm. We'd love to give you a call, chat about your boat design, and hopefully see you in a couple of months where you can be winning $2,000 cash.
And remember, it's a long weekend this weekend, so you've got three whole days to build your boat.
Just plan it.
Right.
Plan it out.
Get around it.
Ellie. Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.